Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures to 1 Peter, the first chapter. Do we know how blessed we are? We live in a great country.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here we got our own place.
Yes.
Nobody told me yesterday what I had to preach.
Yes.
I could or couldn't do.
Yes.
We got complete freedom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To believe what the Lord said and proclaim it and sing it and preach it and do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Are we blessed? Are we blessed?
Yes.
And we don't have to be looking over our shoulder that somebody's going to kick us out of here.
Right. That's right.
Are we blessed?
Yes.
You know, when people fight so-called prosperity, that's what they're fighting.
Yes,
they're fighting freedom.
Yes.
They're fighting ability.
Yes.
God's not opposed to His people being rich. He's opposed to their being covetous.
That's right.
It's not things and money that's the problem. It's loving it.
Right.
And having it in the wrong place, a wrong priority in your life. Somebody say again, thank you, Lord, for blessing us so. In 1 Peter 1, we began on this some weeks ago on a series we're calling Precious in His Sight. Precious in His Sight. Our text here is in 1 Peter 1. And we'll begin about the 18th verse. I've prayed and others have prayed, but let's all of us release faith together, agree together. In Jesus' name, Father, we agree together as touching this. We ask you together for utterance, for anointing, for answers to questions and revelation, the light of truth revealed exactly what you would say to us and show us right now. Give us a heart that can discern it and a mind and understanding of it. And we purpose not to be forgetful hearers, but to receive it, to esteem it, to value it, to treasure it, to keep it, and to do it with your help in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You a doer of the word? Then you'll have miracles. That is the key to miracles. That's what Jesus' mother told him at the wedding feast of Cana. Whatever he says to you, do it. And they did, and they had a miracle. 1 Peter 1, 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but, in other words, but you were redeemed and are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hallelujah. I am believing for more light and understanding of these verses than I've ever had. Would you agree? There's no way we fully understand the worth of the blood of the Lamb where we stand and sit right here today. We're not even close to fully comprehending and understanding what the redemption of us by His blood is, how great it is. I want to see it. I want to know what was paid for me. I want to know. Do you?
Yes.
And I'm not saying we'll know it all in this lifetime, but I believe I can know 1,000 times more about it right now.
Right.
I mean in the future than I know now.
Yes.
Do you? Do you?
Yes.
Said out loud, Father, show us.
Father, show us.
We want to see.
We want to
know.
We know.
We're asking you.
We're asking you.
Show us the precious blood of Christ.
Its worth.
Its value. And how we're redeemed.
How we're
by it.
By it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let us see it. Let us understand it. Hallelujah. You believing with me? That's a big part of what this is about. And when you learn that, you're going to learn a whole bunch of things about you. Because it was paid for you. That's what redemption is. Listen to the New Century version of this, verse 18. NCV says, you know that in the past you were living in a worthless way. A way passed down from the people who lived before you. Just because it's been done for 20 generations doesn't mean it's worth a thing.
Oh, that's the truth. Right,
right. It can be a long and storied tradition and be absolutely worthless.
Amen.
How many understand whoever started it 600 years ago could have been totally off?
Well, that's right.
And if they were wrong then, it's still wrong now. And of course, that wouldn't look long to the Lord, would it? God would refer to something that's 1,000 years old as newfangled. It only happened yesterday. It's only a day old. We need mind renewal, don't we? We really need mind renewal about time. Our perspective, most people's perspective, is wrong. Because we've been alive down here such a short time, and people think 50 years is a lifetime. They think 100 years is just a huge amount of time. And with God, it's not at all. You were living in a worthless way. But you were saved from that useless life. Is it true that millions of people on this planet today are wasting their life? What they're doing is useless. Nobody will know about it or care a century from now, some of it next week. In the big scheme of things, it is absolutely worthless and useless. And how many would agree, we don't have time to throw away as short as our lives are down here? How many don't want to live a useless life? You don't want to live a worthless life. God didn't call us to waste our life.
Amen.
Did he?
Amen.
He never instructed you to do something that just was useless and good for nothing. Everything he directed you to do, directed me to do, it has eternal effect. Hallelujah. You can't waste time or money or anything else doing what God told you to do.
No.
Doing something he didn't tell you to do. I don't care how much money you saved or what a bargain it was. The whole thing's a loss.
Right.
Yeah.
That's wasting time. And wasting money is doing stuff he didn't tell you to do. That's a total waste. But you and I, according to Scripture, those of us who've been born again who have faith in the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Not everybody, but those that believe that and have that. We've been set free from living in a worthless way. We've been saved from a useless life. You were not bought with something that ruins like gold and silver. But you were bought with the precious blood of Christ like a pure and perfect Lamb. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go to the second chapter. The second chapter and verse 9. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Now, actually, that's a King James word, Old English from the Greek. Really, that word might have been better translated purchased. Purchased. Look up the words and see what I mean. The Lord didn't say you were weird. Or strange. And that's what a lot of people get out of that, don't they? And see, that's just language stuff. What he's talking about is you and I are a precious, rare treasure that He bought at the highest price that's ever been paid for anything. We are His rare treasure. Did you know in all the universe and in all time and eternity, eternity past and eternity future, there never has been and there never will be another you. You are a one of one by the Creator. Somebody needs to say that. I am, one of one, the Creator's masterpiece. Now the devil has done, he'll do everything in his power to convince you otherwise. That the earth itself is just an insignificant speck in a vast universe and you're nothing but one of billions of highly developed apes. And your birth and life and death is accounts to nothing. Wow. You are nothing. You won't be anything. In a few days you'll be dust and won't exist anymore. Lies, lies, lies.
That's right.
I said they're lies.
Yes, sir.
Now if you believe it, you're sad because you don't have hope. And you'll live in dread of death every day of your life. But the truth is, you are created in the likeness and image of God. Hallelujah. You're God's creation. And you are one of one. The only one like you. The only one that will ever be. And God thought you and I so precious and so valuable that He paid the highest price that's ever been paid for anything.
Yes. Yes.
And what was that price? The life is in the blood. Jesus didn't have an earthly father. So the life in His blood is the blood of God.
Yes. Yes.
Is there anything more valuable than the life of the Almighty? And that's the only thing that was valuable enough to buy you and me and pay for us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.